Hello, everyone. My name is Reverend Alma Dunbar Savoy, and I'm the host and creator of Abundant Living Everyday Legacy Series, which is all about sharing the amazing stories of ordinary men and women whom God has done some extraordinary things in our lives. And we're sharing our stories just to let you know that whatever challenges you might face, you can persevere, you can overcome, and also leave a legacy for your family and friends. These are the amazing stories of regular people like you and me. But God has done some amazing things in our lives, and we're sharing our stories. And so as we look at the stories of amazing men and women, this is a special edition of Abundant Living Everyday Legacy Series. For this is the second special Black History Legacy Story that we're sharing this month, February 2024. This is our special Black History Series where we're sharing the legacy stories of four individuals who are no longer here with us. They're deceased, and we're telling their stories because they are such legacy stories of resilience, of overcoming, determination, and the power of God. And they have left such a legacy that it is the epitome of what Abundant Living Legacy Series is all about. Stories of perseverance and stories of resilience and trust in God. So let's jump right into our story for this second episode of Abundant Living Everyday Legacy with a tribute to my beloved son. This legacy story is a tribute to my firstborn son, Patrick Leonard Dunbar. Patrick was born November 11th, 1961. In Lake Village, Arkansas. Patrick was not born in a hospital. He was born with the help of a midwife. In the heart of this small, close-knit community of Lake Village, the life of Patrick Leonard Dunbar shone brightly. Patrick left an indelible mark on all who had the privilege of knowing him. Patrick was born with a spirit as radiant as the sun. He was a beacon of kindness and showed unwavering faith. Even from his earliest years, you could see that he possessed an extraordinary zest for life. Patrick had a smile that would light up any room. And with this megawatt smile, he would light up any room. He effortlessly charmed everyone he met. Patrick was everybody's child. He could get anything he wanted from his grandparents, Eddie and Idonia, from his aunts, Eddie and Idonia, and his Uncle Ned. Patrick's warmth and genuine compassion drew people to him like a magnet. Patrick forged lasting friendship wherever he went. He loved to make his family laugh. He loved horsing around and wrestling with his uncle and his brothers. Patrick loved life. And as Patrick grew, so did his passion for academic excellence and athletic prowess. He was a good student. He excelled in his studies, earning him a place on the honor roll year after year. Time and time again. But it was on the football field and the basketball court where Patrick truly came alive. He was a gifted athlete. He displayed remarkable talent in both basketball and football. And being over 6 feet, you can see why. Patrick dazzled spectators with his agility and skill and unwavering determination. In addition to his academics and his athletic achievements, Patrick graduated from high school in May 1980. That year, he was a member of the all-district basketball team. He played on the state championship basketball team. He played, he was all-district on the football team that year. He was also voted his school's most valuable player that year. Patrick was also voted, he was in the school's Who's Who. He was also voted most handsome. That was a testament to his popularity and his charisma and his charm and the deep respect that he had from his peers. Yet, amidst all the accolades and the achievements, Patrick was remarkably, he remained humble. He was always attributing his success to the grace of God and the unwavering support of his family and friends. And central, such a main part of Patrick's life was his unshakable faith in Christ. He was a committed believer. He lived out his faith with unwavering devotion and a genuine humility. His faith was not merely just a Sunday ritual, but a guiding light that illuminated every aspect of his life, shaping his character, guiding his decisions, and inspiring those around him to live with purpose and integrity. His church, the year he graduated, honored the graduates, and Patrick stood that Sunday as he, accepted his award from the church. He stood so boldly and proclaimed his belief in Christ and how Christ had brought him through. He was a strong and committed believer in Christ. Tragically, on Wednesday, August 6, 1980, Patrick's radiant journey on this earth was cut short when he lost his life in a drowning accident at the tender age of 18, the summer that he graduated from high school. The news was devastating to his parents, his family, and it sent shockwaves through the community, leaving such a profound sense of loss and grief in its wake. Yet, even in the midst of sorrow, the legacy of his vibrant spirit, his smile, his love, his unwavering faith continues to shine brightly, illuminating the lives and touching the lives of all who knew him. His sister, Patricia, his brother, Torin, his aunt, Eddie, and Idonia, his aunt Idonia, his uncle, Ned, his cousins, Yvette, Delight, Johnny, Jennifer, Annetta, we will always remember Patrick. Oh, what a joy he was. Though Patrick may no longer live among us, his memory lives on in the hearts of all who loved him and knew him. His infectious smile, his genuine kindness, and his unwavering faith in God serves as a reminder, a lasting reminder to us of the beauty and the fragility of life. And though we mourn his passing, we take comfort in knowing that Patrick now rests in the arms of his Heavenly Father. He has received his reward. His spirit forever will be etched in the tapestry of our lives. But we will always remember you, Patrick. In the end, Patrick's life and impact was not measured by the number of years he lived, but by the depth of the love he shared, by the lives he touched, the many lives he touched, and the legacy of faith and compassion he leaves behind. And though Patrick may be gone from this earth, his light continues to shine brightly, continues to guide us through the dark nights, and it continues to remind us of the beauty of life and the beauty of the gift of life and the beauty of a life lived with purpose and passion and unwavering faith in the one who holds us all in his loving embrace, our Heavenly Father. For it is said that they are not lost who find the light of sun and stars and their God. Patrick Leonard Dunbar, my firstborn son, who lives forever in the memories we keep and the treasures we hold, those memories as a treasure we hold so deep. His legacy is a faith beyond his years, and a trust in God that lives on, and that the same God who kept Patrick is the same God who is keeping us today, each and every one of us. Patrick's life was a blessing, and his memory we continue to treasure and hold so dear. So again, as we honor the legacy of the footprints of his time here on planet Earth, Patrick Leonard Dunbar, born November 11th, 1961, and he entered into eternal rest on Wednesday, August 6th, 1980, 44 years ago. Patrick, we will always remember. Well, everyone, there you have another special edition, Black History edition about Black History Legacy Story on an Abundant Living Everyday Legacy Series, where we are sharing amazing, powerful stories of those that who've gone on before but left such a lasting legacy and memory that we honor them this Black History Month. There you have it, the amazing, powerful story of Patrick Leonard Dunbar, my firstborn son. Son, we honor your memory and your legacy. We will always remember. Well, everyone, thank you for allowing me to share this legacy story on Abundant Living Everyday Legacy Series 2024 Black History Legacy Series, where we are sharing the amazing story of ordinary men and women whom God has done some extraordinary things in our lives. And as the curtain falls on today's story, and until the next fascinating legacy story, remember, there's a story waiting in each and every one of us, you, and you, just waiting to be shared. This is Reverend Alma Dunbar Savoy. Until the next time, thank you and God bless you.